I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-0 loss at home to Whiteleaf. Alan, are we in a relegation fight now?
Well, we were when we first took over. When we first took over, we had 2 wins in 25 games. That's what we've done. I changed the personnel because I thought that it was a defeatist attitude I had in the squad. It chirped up a few games. I thought at least I'll get a squad to keep winning this league, and then I'll make a promotion push next year. But it hasn't turned out like that at all because the defeatist attitude in the whole club, and I've got to make change. I'm making changes again. That's simple as that. And I'm not bothered if I've signed him from Wapen Hersham. I'm not bothered if I've signed him from Woking or whoever I've signed him from. That's it. I've told the lads that's it tonight.
Is that the worst we've played since you took over, do you think?
Without a doubt. The career was bad, but it was terrible. I know we've got a few injuries, make excuses, but I'm not here to make excuses. I'm here to take the blame for results. And I went down to watch Whiteleaf on Saturday. I set it up, how they play. I told them exactly what set players are doing, exactly what corners are doing. We had a game plan to play, but we haven't got any fight and we haven't got any decided to win games. We've got no chance, and that's sure tonight. And I've got a few complaints and stuff, and I don't blame them because that looks pathetic, to be honest.
Stuart Reeks hadn't played in a long, long while. We could have waited a while longer after a first half like that, couldn't we?
It's a shame for Stuart. I felt sorry for him because he's been looking lively in training. He's done very well at Cobham the other night. He's been doing very well. And obviously with Speed is suspended and things like that, we had to put him in. We thought, you know, and it's unlucky. But I thought the penalty was a bit unlucky. But he's been out a hell of a long time, and I think there's a lot worse people than him, to be honest, out there.
Was there any complaints over the penalty?
A little, but I'm telling you, I thought he was unlucky because he didn't say it at the last minute, but I thought it was a penalty. A lot of lads complained, but I thought it was, and I thought he was a bit unlucky because how it happened, but I'd be very harsh not to give it.
So no complaints on the penalty, but the second goal they scored today was comic defending, wasn't it?
That just sums it up. It sums it up. But we've got training facilities now, and we work on training. We don't do jolly up five-a-sides anymore. We work on, you know, actually defending. In last Thursday, we done one-on-ones, two-on-twos, and then turn it in a back three situation, then a back four situation. Then you go out there and do that, and that's when I knew that the message isn't getting across, and that's when I knew that I've got to look at myself tonight and see I've got to make changes. Simple as that, because, you know, I cannot have that. It's impossible, and I thought it was worse than a Dulwich game, to be honest.
The players were out very early for the start of the second half. What did you say to them at half time?
Usually, as you know, I'm a bit of a raver, and I tell the truth all the time. I try to tell the truth all the time, but I couldn't do that at half time because, you know, what's the point of that 3-0 down? I couldn't. So I just went through a little few how we're going to change the shape of the team and stuff, and how we're going to get at them. And the second, at the end of the game, I just had to say the truth again, like, you know, where I don't think the players are. We probably think we are, but there's a group of players in a play for a club like this, crazy. We got no idea. I'm absolutely good. I really am. I got a shock in my life watching it again, and I need to change it, and that's my fault, and it's my job. And I picked the wrong team tonight. Obviously, I did Saturday, and I'll take the blame. Same as that.
Chris Sharpling won man of the match today on his debut. Was that a case of they had to give it to somebody?
I suppose, picked up a hat up, I suppose. Like, you know, he hasn't played for a while himself. If he had a chance, he would have scored it. But who could you give man a match to? Who could you give it? You know, he may as well give it to himself.
Is there any players in that dressing room who think that we're too good to go down?
11 of them tonight, squad of 16. I think all of them do, and I think they've been drummed into that all season. And like I say, when I first took the job, we had 2 wins and 25, and everybody's saying, oh yeah, just needs to turn a corner. It doesn't, man. It doesn't work like that, you know. You need grit and determination to try to turn that around, train properly. And I can honestly look myself in the mirror and say, we're trying to do everything possible. But if people aren't taking notice of what we're doing, or actually think, oh, don't worry, we'll concentrate on making a promotion push next season, you know, we more performances like that, we'll not be in this league, you know.
There are a few rumours going around the terraces about Gary Drewitt, about his whereabouts this evening. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, it's something I got to last Saturday. It's another one of them things, what can I do about it? You know, it's like Shaheed, I'm gutted that he's got injured, and we're hoping to get him fit for Saturday. And it's the same as Gabby, he's very much part of my plans and a good player, and he's done well for me, he did. But he's got a job now, which estate agents, which he works 9-on-9, and he can't get weekend, he can't get days off, he can't get weekends off at this minute, so what can I do? He's got a family to think of, and I'm gutted because I try to persuade him to, you know, cut down on the work, but I can't do it. And he's decided he wants to work instead of play football, you know.
Fair enough. And on Sage, you mentioned him in there. he's likely to feature for us again?
I hope on Saturday, I really do. It's just like, he was part of the plan. When I first got the job, him and Bobby Traynor up front, like against Met Police, was part of the plan. Actually, I knew it would score goals and he would be lively and stuff like that, but he got a kick. I can't do anything about it, and I'm hoping he's going to be fit for Saturday. If he is, great, he'll play.
Chatham on Saturday, you're looking for a reaction from the players?
Well, to be honest, not many of them players, I don't think, because they don't know how to give a reaction, and but I'll change it, and I'll look for players who just get us through the end of the season, and I'll make a promotion push for them, I can guarantee that.